you could bring him no hope? Only the false sort, and I'd not do that, Dubber said. He had the truth for me.
Maester Cresson, remember the day Davis had been knighted after the siege of Storm's End. Lord Stannis and a small garrison had held the castle for close to a year against the great host of Lords Tyrell and Redwine. Even the sea was closed against them, watched day and night by Redwine galleys flying the burgundy banners of the arbour. Within Storm's End, the horses had long since been eaten. The dogs and cats were gone, and the garrison was down to roots and rats. Then came a night when the moon was new and black clouds hid the stars. Cloaked in that darkness, Davos the smuggler had dared the red wine cordon and the rocks of Shipbreaker Bay alike. His little ship had a black hull, black sails, black oars, and a hold crammed with onions and salt fish. Little enough, yet it had kept the garrison alive long enough for Eddard Stark to reach Storm's End and break the siege. Lord Stannis had rewarded Davos with choice lands on Cape Roth, a small keep, and a knight's honours. But he had also decreed that he lose a joint of each finger of his left hand to pay for all his years of smuggling.